وذكر فإن الذكرى تنفع المؤمنين.
Two groups deviated in this chapter, as in all the Islamic aqidah, almost in every mara there are people who deviate. Either they went to the left, far left, or far right. Either go to extreme to that side or to extreme to the other side. Where Ahlul Sunnah, those Allah guide them, they are in the middle course always. Simply because they take all the texts in the field, in that field. For instance, the Qadr. There is a group called Jabariya. They say Allah decree everything means we don't have will. So they say we don't have will. Why? Where you brought this from? They say because Allah said, وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهِ. You don't will but what Allah wills. So they say we don't have will. Mushrikun, they say Allah, they say, مَا وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مَا أَشْرَكْنَا. They say if Allah didn't will, we wouldn't even commit shirk. They say we commit shirk because Allah wills that. He likes that. Allah is happy with it. That's why we commit shirk. Otherwise, we wouldn't do anything if Allah doesn't will. Because Allah will, they say we're doing shirk. So, as doing the shirk, worshiping other than Allah, they said, means Allah decreed. And that means Allah likes it. How you blame us? So this call al-Jabariya. They got too extreme in the affirmation of decree. They say Allah decree qadr means we don't have will. On the other hand, you have a group called al-Qadariya, بمعنى نفات القدر. They say no, there's no decree. Allah didn't decree. It's we who create our action. It's we who doing what we want, and Allah has nothing to do with our actions, our decisions, anything of us. They say it is them who they get guided. It is them who took the guidance. Allah didn't guide them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't guide them. If they get lost, it's them. Allah didn't misguide them. Nothing is in the hand of Allah regarding that. How about those texts? They say because Allah said in the Quran, فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ. Whoever wishes, let him believe. Whoever wishes, let him disbelieve. They say the will is for us. It's not for Allah. They say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Quran, فَمَنْ شَاءَ اتَّخَذَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ سَبِيلًا. Whoever wishes, let him take to his Lord a path to reach his Lord. So they say it is us who are willing, not Allah. And they mention so many other texts in Quran. Ahlul Sunnah, they say, you groups, you both, you deviated. You are upon misguidance. Because you take in some of the texts and you leave in some others. You rather take all the texts. Yes, there are texts in Quran mentioning that nothing happened but by the will of Allah. You have to believe that. Everything is under the will of Allah. Even the laziness and diligence. And on the other hand, there are other texts which shows that humans have free will to do the good, to do the bad if they want, to leave it if they want. From those texts mentioned and others, you have to believe it. So, everything is by the will of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And within that Allah gave us as human free will to do the good, to leave the bad, or the opposite. The time you don't have free will, then nothing is on you. You will not be held into account whether you do it. Somebody mentally gets sick, Allah will not write anything for him. Because he doesn't have free will. Somebody crazy. Somebody usiba bi jinn, he become possessed with jinn. The jinn is attacking him, not letting him pray. Nothing is on him until he gets cured. Somebody physically cannot do, he cannot make hajj. He can't fast. Nothing is on him. No fasting, no hajj is on him. He can't stand praying, nothing. Why? Because he doesn't have free will to do it. Somebody is sleeping, nothing is on him until he wakes up. The children, nothing is on them until they reach the age of puberty. Why? Because they are not so the person has free will. And that is under the will of Allah Azza wa Jal. Nothing happened, but by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is how Ahlul Sunnah accepted all the Quran and Sunnah. And how Ahlul Bid'ah, they take some of the texts and they neglect some others. Some of them, they give, as ulama say, غُلُوٌ فِي الْإِثْبَاتِ وَسَمُ of them غُلُوٌ فِي النَّفِي. Some of them, they make extreme, they fail extremism in affirmation of the Qadr. They say Allah decreed the Qadr, everything was written down, that means we have no will. And some of them, غُلُوٌ فِي النَّفِي, they extreme in negation. They say, we the one who have the will, Allah mentioned we have the will, then nothing is under the will of Allah Azza wa Jal. A'udhu billah. So this is one thing. The other thing relates to the Qadr. What Allah wills subhanahu wa ta'ala is two types. Iradatun shar'iyyah and iradatun kawniyyah. Universal command of Allah and religious command of Allah. Allah gives two commands. One command is universal command. The rain to come, the earthquake to take place, someone to die, someone to live, to born. Okay? This universal command, the sun to rise from the east, how the stars move, how the rain work, how the trees come out. This is universal command. And there's religious command. Religious command Allah gives is to pray, to fast, to leave off the sin. It's a religious command. As Allah mentioned, Quran, Allah lahu al-khalqu wal-amru, ayy tadbir. Which one Allah likes? Which one all the time Allah likes? The Sharia, religious command, Allah likes. If Allah commands something, He likes it. And whoever does, He likes it. If Allah forbids something, He hates it. And whoever does it, He hates it. وَلَا يَرْضَى لِعِبَادِهِ الْكُفْرُ. But as for the universal command, وَزَرُونَ عُبِدْ الْإِدَارَ الإرادة الكونية هل يستلزم منها المحبة؟ نعم. The universal command include something Allah likes it and something Allah decree for a wisdom, not by itself. From that is someone to disbelieve Allah. Allah doesn't like that. Allah doesn't like the disobedience, the disbelief, the oppression. He hates that, subhanahu. But yet, it's under the universal command. It's under the universal command. Allah decreed to happen. But Allah doesn't like, He hates the sin. He hates the oppression. And He doesn't like it. Even though He will, He doesn't like it. Why Allah will, if He doesn't like, subhanahu, for a wisdom? For wisdom. You, as a human, do you like everything you will? Or there is something you will and you don't like it? Yes? Muhammad, is there something you like it? You will, you're willing to do. You want to do it, but you don't like it. Masha'Allah, barakallahu fiik. Yes. Na'am. Yes. Okay. Okay. Yes, the person may get sick. The doctor give him a medicine which is very bitter to even get close to it. The doctor, person, may get sick. The doctor may tell him, you need to cut your hand. You need to cut the hand. Otherwise, the disease may spread to the rest of the body. Person, he said, consent. He said, yes, doctor, please do it as early as possible. Don't delay it. That may happen to your own beloved one, to your father, to your son, to your daughter. You give the doctor to do that. Do you like that? You don't like it. You hate it. You may not even be around that area. You have to leave because you hate it. But you want to happen. Why do you want to happen? For a wisdom. So there is no connection between the willing all the time and liking. So, and this is a refutation to Mushrikun Ha'ullah who said, if Allah will, we wouldn't commit shirk. To use that Allah likes it. Yes, Allah will to commit shirk, but He doesn't like it. That's why He forbade it. Why Allah will? For wisdom. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Sharia command, Allah loves it. That's why He command. But the universal command, it includes something He likes, something He subhanahu wa ta'ala, Azza wa Jal, doesn't like. Ala kullin. Also, al-ulama, they say, لا يجوز الاحتجاج بالقدر على المعائب ويجوز الاحتجاج بالقدر على المصائب. You can use the qadr to justify the calamities. You say qadr Allah. Nasallahu alayhi wa sallam wal afiyah. Something happened, accident happened, house catch a fire, a tornado destroyed the house. Nasallahu alayhi wa afiyah. You say qadr Allah masha. Why ya akhi? What happened to the car? Why your car break down? Why you sick ya akhi? Qadr Allah. Allah decree. You use the qadr. You're right. Because that's not in your hand. But something in your hand, because of your negligence, you don't justify by using the qadr. Somebody show you smoking. Ya akhi, why you smoke? Qadr Allah. No, you're not allowed now. Sahih, qadr Allah, you're right. Kalimatu haqqin, urida biha batil. It's true word that Allah decree, but you misusing that word. You're using it like that, Allah enforces you. That you have no free will. Some people, that's what they do. Allah qadr ya akhi. Qadr Allah ya akhi. Yes. So you use the qadr for the masaib, for the calamity, for that which you cannot stop. You have nothing to do with it. But you don't use the qadr as to justify the negligence. This should be understood. Some people, they use because of their laziness, their negligence, they use the qadr. You entrust them with something, they neglect it. They left the car open, raining everywhere on the market, and then the car was stolen, and they say, qadr Allah. What can you say? Can you say, Allah didn't make qadr? La, qadr Allah, but I need my car. I need my car. So many people, they use qadr for their laziness, for their negligence. It's not allowed. You don't use the qadr to defend your weakness, but you use the qadr for what you have no control of it. So in this hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Kullu shay'in biqadr, hatta al-ajzu wal-kaysu." Everything is in decree, is in qadr, is preordained. It was by decree, even al-ajzu, the laziness, the indifference, wal-kaysu, the diligence or activeness. All that is decreed by Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah knows it. Subhanahu wa ta'ala wrote down that knowledge before He created the heaven and the earth 5,000 years in a book, Lawhul Mahfud. And it's Allah who created it. And it happened only by His will, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that the qadr cannot be used to defend the negligence and the shortcoming of the person. But it can be used for the qadr, for the calamities, that would the human have no control over it. Also, there are two groups deviate in the matter of qadr, the Jabariya, who claim they don't have free will. And then the Qadariya, who deny the qadr. In Al-Sunnah, they believe the qadr, that Allah Azza wa Jal knows everything and wrote down in Lawh al-Mahfuz, and He is the creator of everything, including human being and our actions, our attributes, our intentions, everything is created by Allah Azza wa Jal. And with that we have a free will under the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanakallahu bihamdika la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.